On the app, online,
and across the Cape on 567 AM.
This is Cape Talk.
This is Cape Talk.
Time to talk about mental health issues. As you know, that July is Mental Health Awareness Month, and contrary to popular belief, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder does not only affect children, but many adults also have ADHD. And to chat a little bit more about this is Dr. Renata Schumann, who is a psychiatrist based in Bellville and the director of the Psychiatric Management Group, which is part of the South African Society of Psychiatrists. Doctor, very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Abungile. Good morning, listeners.
Doc, I mean, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. What is it, first of all?
It's a neurobiological condition, which means it's something that's there from birth. It's one of the most genetic conditions we have in psychiatry, although there's many people that's affected that have no family history of genetic vulnerability. Now, what is happening that it affects the way the brain is functioning? There's nothing wrong, it's just functioning different, and especially problems then what we get in the areas that helps you with attention, with concentration, with focus, with planning, with time management and those type of skills, where there's too little of certain neurotransmitters that help us with that.
And when we talk about ADHD, the common, apparently, from what you've chatted to us about, is that many people think it's only a children's, you know, a condition. But what about adults?
Yeah, they fancy that it's only affecting children. It's the most common condition in psychiatry in children, affecting roughly about 5% of kids. But about 60% of those kids still have symptoms in adulthood. So there is a bit of a misunderstanding. People think ADHD can start in adulthood. Now, that's not true. However, many adults are only diagnosed in adulthood with ADHD. Most of them, when they realize, when they take their child to see the doctor and they hear what is the symptoms, they think, oh, but that was exactly me. That's what's, why I was always in trouble. That's why I struggled, etc., etc. So they are diagnosed in adulthood. But then there is definitely this fallacy that it can suddenly happen, and that is not the case. If you suddenly develop problems with attention and concentration, it might be that it's your environment, that you go through a stressful condition. It might be that you sleep deprived or not managing your technology. And it's one of the most common presentations of anxiety and depression, is that I actually cannot concentrate and focus and manage my time. So we always must be very careful in terms of what we diagnosed. As I mentioned, only about 3% of adults have ADHD, so it's not common, but those adults did have ADHD in childhood, it was just never diagnosed.
And to you listening at home, 25 minutes past 5, a very good morning to you. You are joined by Dr. Renata Schumann, a psychiatrist based in Bellville and the director of the Psychiatric Management Group, talking to you about ADHD, which is commonly associated with children. But the good doctor is saying it's not only in children, it is also increasingly affecting adults. Doc, we talk about ADHD, and it seems to me it is something that can be managed and treated in both kids and adults.
Yes, definitely. And when we talk about management or treatment, we never talk only about medication. Medication plays a very, very important role. It's like with someone in diabetes, you need your medication to control your blood sugar, but you still need to follow a healthy lifestyle, look at your diet, exercise, etc. Now, in ADHD, it's the same. Medication is crucial in terms of correcting that neurotransmitter problem. So to put you on a biological place where you can put the other stuff in place. But then you need still to manage your environment. You need to develop skills. You need reminders. You need to exercise. You need to sleep enough and avoid alcohol. But we have very, very good medication on the market. In medical terms, we talk about effect size in terms of how good the medication works. And it has an effect size of roughly 0.8, which is very, very good.
And we harping on this issue where so many of us, you know, we would connect ADHD with children. I would imagine there's adults out there then that maybe are suffering from the condition but are afraid of coming out because, hey, let's be frank about it. South Africa is a very stigmatized country where everything has a stigma to it. So how do we change the attitude of people who of South African people towards people with ADHD?
For me, the very first thing is just knowledge and awareness. The more we know about something, the less misconceptions, the less scared we are of it. And unfortunately, people throw around labels very easily. You know, a child often is missed with ADHD as being stupid or naughty. But in the same time, as adults, we often say, oh, my ADHD has kicked in. And then it's not ADHD. You just didn't focus for the moment or something. So people dilute the term very easily. But the more we understand the condition, the more people will seek help and understand better about it. And I believe that the media is doing crucial work for us to give us this opportunity to educate listeners about what it is.
And Doctor, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show. But I would imagine, though, that there are places out there with information. So if maybe one or two of our listeners needs to look up this info, where can they go?
There's many places. If you Google ADHD Network, you will find there's brilliant overseas websites as well. On my website, there is a little blog which I wrote, ADHD is a fairy tale, which addressed some of the myths. So people are welcome to Google there as well. If you just type in Renata Skooman, is ADHD a fairy tale, you will get some of the preliminary information addressing some of the myths about medication. Is it dangerous? Is it a real condition, etc.?
All right. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to chatting with you again soon.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much, Dr. Renata Skooman, who is a psychiatrist based in Bellville and the director of the Psychiatric Management Group.
Early breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
Now, earlier on, we were chatting to Dr. Renata Skooman, who is a psychiatrist based in Bellville and the director of Psychiatric Management Group, who joins us once again now because we just saw an SMS where we feel perhaps it would be better for her to answer on air. We're talking about the fact that so many South Africans believe that ADHD, which is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, is only affecting children, which is not the case. It is also affecting many adults too. Doctor, welcome back once again. Thank you for joining us back on the show.
My pleasure.
Doctor, there's a question that came in very quickly that says, ask Renata about functional medication for persons with ADHD.
Yes, I think it's a very important question to ask as well, because people are often choose not to use mainstream medication, if I can call it mainstream medication, or they're scared, they don't understand that it's actually safe, that it's non-addictive. There's a lot of worries about that. And as I mentioned earlier, a healthy lifestyle and a healthy diet is very important. Now, there's a lot of products out there that's marketed for ADHD, but where the research is lacking, especially in terms of supplements and I want to call it in inverted commas natural medication. Now, what the evidence show right over the world, if we look in terms of randomized clinical control trials and reviews and analysis of what is actually working, the only things that has some benefit is omega 3 and 6 fatty acids, which is good for your brain health. So if you want to take omega fatty acid supplementation, that's always good, doesn't matter who you are. The other thing where there is preliminary evidence is for functional and natural products that contain Bacopa Monnieri. And then the third one that I have some evidence is products that contain Siberian ginseng. But ginseng is always a problem in South Africa because we have more commonly on the market Panax and American ginseng, which is not good to combine with other medication. So in terms of psychiatry, doesn't matter if you have anxiety, ADHD, depression or whatever, we always say stay clear of the three G's. Be careful for ginkgo, be careful for guarana, be careful for ginseng, because that can aggravate your symptoms and can also cause dangerous drug interactions. But if listeners prefer to go an inverted commas natural route or want to try functional medicine first in terms of looking at your diet and supporting your brain health, omega supplementation is good, and always eat your green veggies. That's always a good idea.
All right, Doctor, thank you very much. But before I let you go, very quickly, someone is asking about Goldilocks and Three Bears. What is that?
Yes, the Goldilocks and the Bear Foundation. I think I have talked to you previously about it. We are a PBO NGO currently operating in the Cape Town area, especially in the northern suburbs, South Balhar, Ravensmead, Elsies and so. We go to underprivileged schools and we then provide mental health screening for the children there, trying to pick up anxiety, depression, ADHD very early before it affects their academic progress and their self-esteem and they develop other complications from it.
Good talk. Before I let you go, I've got a man here, Kino Kamis, in studio with me. He says he does have one question for you.
Yeah, hi, Doc.
Hello.
I had my son on, what's it, Concerta, and he ended up turning into almost a zombie. Where, you know, he didn't speak to anybody, very quiet. And then I decided, well, rather let him eat healthy and take him off the medication. And he became another kid. So,
yeah, it's very important there that first make sure about the diagnosis. And secondly, sometimes remember people respond differently to different medication.
Yeah.
So it's possible that he had side effects and he would have done better on other medication or on a lower dose. Sometimes the dose is too high. Some people, Panado is great. Some people feel horrible from Panado. So it's the same thing. You know, we must individualize. Yeah. But I would be concerned that his medication dose was then way too high.
Yeah.
Because medication should improve your functioning. We definitely don't want someone's personality to change.
Yeah, and that's always a concern. Anyway, thanks.
Doctor, thank you once again for joining us. A very good morning to you and to you listening at home.